Well, well, well. It appears former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has been hard at work immersing herself in the woke Bible, because Nikki Haley just used one of their favorite accusations against them: mythical racism. Remember yesterday how we were talking about the entire premise of this movement being a house built on the sand? Woke wangbangers, especially the ones who identify as women, whether they were born a woman or they figured out at 50 years old that they were supposed to be a woman their entire lives and it just took them 50 years to figure it out, or the ones that are pretending to be women. Good examples of this would be someone like Leah Thomas or the woke welfare recipients cohabitating inside the WNBA dump. Sometimes these people get so confused, they cannot even define a woman. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever type of born-again woman that we're talking about, they always echo the same sentiment when it comes to other women. We must uplift each other. We must fight together against toxic masculinity. We must fight together against mythical misogyny. Girl power! Feminism is queen or king, depending on which pronouns you prefer. They love to talk this bullshit until it comes to a woman that they're threatened by or they don't agree with her politically. You know the type of women I'm talking about, the women who believe they're the only humans capable of bringing life into the world. When Barbara Walters and ABC created The View over 20 years ago, it was meant to be a fun daytime talk show for women. You had 5 women on the panel from all different ages, all different backgrounds, discussing relevant topics in pop culture. It was no different than your typical office chatter between women in the workplace. Gossip, nonsensical chatter, speaking a lot of words without ever really saying anything important. It was girl talk. Shit men couldn't give a fuck less about unless they were men like non-binary Barry. But the show was appealing to women like it was supposed to be. The View was never supposed to be political. Until 2014, it fell under the entertainment division at ABC. The network decided to move the show to the news division due to falling ratings and the fact that the show had become so political. And when I say political, I mean they were dipped in the rainbow and they enjoyed the taste of every color. The View is garbage. This show is trash. Typically, the format is set up with 4 people who identify as woke women ganging up on the only co-host with common sense, who's only there for diversity reasons. For years, that woman was Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Then I think it was Meghan McCain, who rides the fine line between common sense and ignorance. The show, The View, it is nothing but a giant clusterfuck. Joy Behar, the female version of Uncle Fester, yelling at these normal, common-sense-thinking women anytime they have a disagreement. She's backed up by Whoopi Goldberg, who should be celebrated as proof that America is not a racist country. Whoopi Goldberg is proof. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how much talent you don't have. You can still make millions of dollars in this country being a complete shitfuck. Then we have Sunny Hostin, the 3-time Emmy Award winner. Being an Emmy winner, it used to represent success. It used to establish your legacy. Today, the only thing winning an Emmy establishes is that you're a grade A shitfuck. You always bring the spoon for the tall salad. For those of you that are unfamiliar, and with 85% of my audience being dudes, I'm going to assume most of you are unfamiliar with Sunny Hostin. If I had to compare her to someone, she's the more elegant version of Jemele Hill. Picture a race-baiting purveyor of mythical racism, mythical misogyny. She promotes the same myths and fantasies as Jemele Hill. The only difference? Sunny Hostin does it with a much prettier face. Since most of you are like me, don't watch the Viewless Virgins, allow me to introduce you to Sunny Hostin. I took some time this morning to research her views. I wanted to see if she qualified for grade A shitfuck status. I'm going to allow you guys to be the judge. Ladies and gentlemen, Behind the Line proudly presents to you the musings of an aspiring shitfuck. Roll the film.
DeSantis. I hope it's not DeSantis over in Florida, because I think he's
fascist.
DeSantis. I think he handled COVID miserably. I think he's a fascist and a bigot. But yes.
Those are his good points.
Those are his good points. Exactly. Bing,
don't
bing.
Hold back, Sonny.
Bing, bing. And I hate this. I hate this talk about. I think people saying that he's too old. I mean, you know, if the former, you know, twice impeached, disgraced president thinks he's such a young spring chicken. I mean, he's going to be 78 when Joe Biden is 81. And so I don't like this ageism argument. But I will
Biden, when he was here, I asked him, he works out every day.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump does. Take a look.
Yeah, I mean, take a look. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I do think there are plenty of, you know, Democrats that have tons of verve and energy. I mean, I like Gavin Newsom because he's really pretty to look at, and I think he does a great job in California. I'm so disappointed in Aaron Rodgers, of course, for all those reasons, but also to sort of claim that he's being canceled and this use of the word woke. I think Aaron Rodgers needs to realize that when you look in the dictionary, woke is an adjective meaning that you're alert to racial prejudice and discrimination. And it is something that originated in the African-American community. And he should, using it in that way is despicable and very dismissive to the origin of the term. When you are silent in the face of racism, you are complicit in that racism. And I strongly believe that. And I'm calling out Ben Carson, who spent the majority of his career in West Baltimore, because Ben, I've been to your house. I know you lived in Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know I said I would let you guys decide if she qualified for grade A shitfuck status, but after watching that garbage, I've got to make an executive decision. Sonny Hostin is a grade A shitfuck. You think Gavin Newsom should be president because he's pretty to look at? Is that the qualifications we're looking for now for the most powerful man in the world? Looks? If that's the case, how in the hell did Joe Biden get elected? He looks like a zombie. I look at Joe Biden, I can't tell if he's breathing or the wind is blowing the toilet paper that's wrapped around his body. This woman said with a straight face that Gavin Newsom is doing a great job in California. Let's see. California. Rolling blackouts. Highest gas prices in the country. Unaffordable housing. Banning gas-powered vehicles. Then telling people you're not allowed to charge your electric vehicles. Californians pay out the ass for their energy and power. They have some of the highest crime rates in the country. Homeless bums litter the streets from Los Angeles to San Francisco. Children in California are being indoctrinated in public schools with CRT and instructions on how to become the next Tran Dan. Every day, thousands of people are crossing the border into Mexico to get the hell out of California. But yeah, Gavin Newsom is doing a great job. California sounds like the American dream. Maybe I'll go ahead and move out there. I can live next to Bikini Bob and Questioning Quentin. I find it ironic. Sonny Hostin calls Ron DeSantis Death Santis. He handled COVID miserably. Those poor children attending schools without masks, they were exposed to the ugly faces of their non-binary teachers. Death Santis allowed businesses to reopen, which kept people employed. Why would they not just accept the free government money to stay home? It doesn't make any sense. Death Santis, he wouldn't even allow Fauci to fuck Florida. Look at the results when Fauci fucked California. Yeah, Sonny, let's compare the results. By the way, have you guys ever noticed how some of these woke women have names that don't even come remotely close to describing their personalities? Joy Behar? What is joyful about Joy Behar? The only time she brings people any joy is when The View goes on hiatus and we go a full week without being exposed to Uncle Fester. Sonny Hostin? Ain't nothing sunny about her. The only name on this show that fits is Whoopi Goldberg. She sounds just like a whoopee cushion, nothing but mouth farts. 2 years ago, when Anthony Fauci was infecting America with his fungus, Ron DeSantis was the leader of common sense. Florida was one of the first states that said, "Fuck you, Fauci." California, on the other hand, was locked down longer than China. Unless, of course, you know, you were Gavin Newsom or Nancy Pelosi. If you were one of the lucky few, the elites, you could enjoy a $2,000 dinner or go to the beauty parlor and give them the impossible task of making a wrinkled plastic face resemble some form of human life. As of today, Florida has been infected by the lizard 7.1 million times, 81,000 people losing their lives. California? The lizard spread his love from San Diego to San Francisco, infecting over 11 million people with 96,000 deaths. So you tell me, Sonny Hostin, you tell me, which governor was more effective disposing of the lizard? Was it Death Santis or Gruesome Newsom? Well, KC, I still prefer Gavin Newsom. At least he has a pretty smile while he pounds the cucumber. Just a second ago, we were talking about names, which brings me to what Sonny Hostin said this week about Nikki Haley. Tuesday, the Yenta's on The View. They were talking about possible presidential opponents for bumbling Biden. They were concerned that Republicans at this point could nominate a praying mantis and he would still beat Joe Biden. One of the women suggested Nikki Haley or Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney? Liz Cheney? That woman is a praying mantis. Liz Cheney? She can't win the fucking primary in the least populated state in the country. What the hell makes you think Liz Cheney would appeal to anyone on a national level? Liz Cheney could not beat a legless man in a 40-yard dash at the WNBA dunk. Nikki Haley, though. Nikki Haley could have mainstream appeal, which represents a serious problem if you're a grade-A shitfuck. Nikki Haley worked in the Trump administration, which automatically gets her labeled as Orange Man Bad. She supports voter ID laws, which automatically labels her with mythical racism. While governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley refused to sign legislation requiring Tran Dan to use the men's restroom. Why? She said it wasn't needed. Said, we don't need it here in South Carolina because South Carolina's filled with normal people who don't wake up every morning looking to trade their thong for a dong. Sonny Hostin does not believe that Nikki Haley is qualified to be president. Why? Watch for yourself.
I think we've got some if they're willing to challenge Trump. I'd love to see Nikki Haley. I'd love to see Liz Cheney. I'd love to see
Nikki Haley, the chameleon, and Liz Cheney, who's not the savior.
I disagree. I think that Nikki Haley was incredibly effective governor of South Carolina. Wait, Alyssa, I have a question for you. Aside from Ron DeSantis. A lot of people don't go by their actual real
name. What is her name?
I believe it's, I don't want to mispronounce it. It's Indian, but she's
but
her background's
she
Indian.
She doesn't necessarily, you know, I think if she leaned into.
A ton of people don't go by their color. Wait, a
different.
Serious question.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Gavin Newsom's qualifying because while ruining the biggest state in the country, he did so with an appealing face and a nice smile. But Nikki Haley is not qualified because she goes by her middle name? Typical woke logic. As you heard in that clip, Sonny Hostin doesn't even use her real name. Her real name is Asuncion Cummings Hostin. Asuncion has Spanish origins. Translated, it means, I'm one stupid fuck. Did you catch the mythical racism in that short clip? Did you catch it? Because it happened twice. The woman defending Nikki Haley used the word Indian instead of guardian. That is a clear violation of the woke commandments. Nikki Haley herself called out the second violation. With Nikki Haley being part Indian, Sonny Hostin criticizing her for not using her first name or her given name constitutes as mythical racism. Come to find out, the name Nikki is actually an Indian name. It means small. So not only is Sonny Hostin a mythical racist, she's also an uneducated mythical racist. Which is fitting. Since Sonny Hostin claims not to use her real name because Americans are uneducated, they cannot pronounce it. Yeah, we're uneducated. The woman talking about voting for presidential candidates based on their appearance wants to call us uneducated. Do you see now how difficult life can be when you commit yourself to abiding by the woke commandments? Even the creators of these commandments can't follow them. Barbara Walters has got to be disgusted by what this show has become. Barbara Walters was a real journalist. She is an icon in the media. Then you have Sonny Hostin, who is an absolute disgrace. But let me know what you think. Sonny Hostin commits mythical racism, is called out by Nikki Haley. I know I made the executive decision earlier, but you guys tell me if I'm right. Does Sonny Hostin qualify as a grade A shitfuck? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.